Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everyone. I was waiting on my music to start. I am on the telephone. This is your host, Dynamic Daphne. Again, I don't think wireless is being my best friend now because I'm having problems getting on with my wireless. So I am on the phone, and that's why you are not hearing any music, because I am not yet in my studio to start the music. So I am trying to do my best to get in the studio. So if you would just bear with me, I know I had a caller on because before I got kicked out, I saw a caller on. So if you are still there, please hang in with me. I'm super excited about today's show because the phone lines are open to you, my listeners, and we will be speaking about coping with setbacks and disappointments. And for each and every one of us, this probably looks different. Not probably. It certainly looks different. You know, as unique as we are, and so are the experiences that we go through, whether they are setbacks, whether they are disappointments, adversities, whatever it is. I want to hear what you have to say tonight. And you can join me by calling 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. And I see a caller on. I am now on the studio. I'm in the studio on my phone. And you know what? I think I'm going to just stay on my telephone. But seeing that we are here, why don't we play a little music? Wireless is not my best friend, as I tell you. So, caller, I opened your line. Thank you for holding on. And I just want to play a little bit of our start of music. Hold on a minute. We are going to start our music. We were having some slight technical challenges.
In the course of this life, some friends you gain. That's why I've come from far away, to take away the blues. And I've come to say, I wanna be more than just somebody. I wanna be more than just a friend. I want to be more than someone special, 'cause special
Well, again, this is my second welcome after the music. I want to thank you for being patient. For those of you in the chat room, I'm working on getting the chat room up. It's doing its little thing, so I am praying that it will come up momentarily so that we can get engaged in the conversation. I'm excited we have a gentleman on the line, and I'm going to bring him on. I want to read something from Believe in the Power of You. Be accountable for yourself. If you make a mistake, own it and move on. The only person responsible for the quality of your life is you. So with that being said, I want to open my phone line. I want to welcome my guest that's calling in. I know maybe my producer is in the chat room, but it's flashing. It has not done anything yet. So as soon as I can be in the chat room, I will be. Hello, caller. Your last four digits are 0920. Please tell us your name and where you're calling from, please.
Yes, this is Barry calling from Stanford.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you, Dynamic Daphne?
I am wonderful. I'm so excited that you're calling in because, you know, today I opened the phone lines to my listeners and we're going to talk about coping with setbacks and adversities. And I am always excited when we have a male perspective on this. So I am so excited that I know you are from work today.
Yes,
and
I am.
I'm glad that you take a few minutes to share with my listeners here. So,
Great. Take
a few minutes and introduce yourself to the fellow listeners, Barry.
Yes, my name is Barry. I live in Stanford. Me and my wife, Tot, and three children, one daughter and two sons, twin sons. One has autism. I would like to talk to you today about setbacks. In life, we all tell people, okay, this is what I want to do. We say, oh, you know, we have plans. We want to go to college. We want to we get married. We want to have children. We want to we try to meet deadlines. But sometimes things don't always happen that way. You know.
That's right.
There will be setbacks, and you know, it's not a perfect world. And whatever we do, we have to just take it in stride and just, you know, I mean, I'm going to focus on my son, Joel, who has autism. Two lovely boys born in 2002. And then, you know, they grew normally to, you know, a normal development. But then at age two, one of them started regressing. And he didn't talk, and then he was diagnosed with autism, and that was a setback. And you know, we've managed to cope. We've you know, things changed in our life as a result. Sometimes it's hard to find a babysitter that will be able to take care of Joel. You know, so it can be challenging. You know, sometimes it sets us back. We want to go on vacation, and you know, it's hard to get the services that we needed at times.
Mm-hmm.
But still, you know, manage to work it out, and you know, be happy here as a family.
And,
you know.
You know, and you know, Barry, I think I am so excited that you guys called in. And you know, God does not make any mistake when he told me to do this show today. He knew you were going to call in. And it so happens that I want the listeners to know your family is a family that I know personally because you guys are my friends. I come to your parties.
That's
I
right.
am part of your family. So I know what you're talking about. And
yes.
It's an advantage that you're sharing this story today because not only was it a setback, I am sure it was a kind of disappointment because here you are watching these two handsome boys, and I'm telling the listeners, they are gorgeous boys. and you're watching them, and all of a sudden it gets to a plateau where you realize one of them is different.
Yes, you don't recognize it right away. You know, it's not so. You know, you don't really realize that one has autism until you. No, it takes a while before you can figure that out,
The beauty of that, and what I have admire in you to you and your lovely wife, is that you guys don't leave any stones unturned. And what could have been a devastation to your family, you both have embraced it so much and include them. I watched this past summer when I was there, and I watched Joel playing with the other kids. He did not isolate himself, and all the other children, not only his siblings, but other children who were there, made him inclusive in what he's doing. And this is why it is so important for parents that have children that are different, try to network and research and find other people who can support you and encourage you.
Because
there's a saying that we have no choice over the deck of cards that we are dealt, but we can play the best game with that card we have, and that's what we have to learn to do with our life. How do we make lemonade with our lemon? You know?
That's right. In life, you have to cut your suit according to your material. My father always told me that. whatever material you have and you want to make a suit, you have to use it. So
That's why you ask how many yards you want, because there's certain measurements that go with what you have.
Exactly.
And that is our everyday life. And I don't remember how many years ago that I first met your family, but Joel has been progressing steadily.
Yes. And it's in April we're going to start speech therapy for him, intense speech therapy.
Yes.
I mean, he understands. He understands when you give him commands, but just the speech part that's quite delayed, and we want to nip it in the bud now so that by the time he becomes, you know, an adult, a young adult, an adult, he can at least take care of himself.
Yep.
Be more independent, you know, and that's what we're aiming for.
I don't know, Barry, whether or not you saw that there is a DVD on YouTube came out of Canada with a young woman who is autistic too.
Oh, really?
And she's an author. She writes a few books. And she was, the first time I heard the interview, she was being interviewed and her response is on her computer. And she was telling the journalists that people treat people with autism as if they think they're a puppet. And she spoke about experiences that she has had with people. She's artistic, but she's not dumb, and she's not deaf, and she's not blind. That's what she's saying, because she's artistic and she does not speak, the derogatory things people would say about her, not realizing that all her other senses are intact.
That's right.
People look at them and think they're not hearing and they don't understand, but she understands, and she, you know, I laugh when I look at it, and it is so true with people who are different.
Really, they might be lacking in certain areas, but God has blessed them with talent in other areas. There's some autistic children who can play the piano. They've never been taught to play the piano, and then they suddenly...
There's a little one that was on the TV playing too. Never been to a music lesson, but they are so talented composers.
That's right. And they say a lot of the great minds, even Einstein. This, you know, they say a lot of the great minds have some element of autism. I mean, they, of course, there's a large spectrum. You know, there's a broad spectrum of autism, but they say that a lot of the great minds, great inventors, they had some element of autism, which made them focus on what they were doing and excel at what they set out to do.
That's
and, you know, they do have talent, and they, you know, they're people just like the rest of us, and they can be somebody. They can be whatever they're blessed with. They can definitely achieve it.
Exactly, and that's why it depends on society to encourage and embrace what they're going through, because it's that people who are different. That's why I do not use the other word that people use to describe them, because nothing is wrong that way. They are different, and how do we embrace that which is different? Which is what we as a community on a whole, that's what we need to do. That's what we have to do. You know,
well,
I'm thankful that you as a father call in, Barry, because I know the entire family. When I am not sure whether you can recall, but can you recall what happened when your family identified that Joel was different and you had to break the news to the siblings?
Well, I mean, they were young then. Joel was 2 and our daughter Olivia was 3, you know, 3. So they were still quite young. The other two grew up with the knowing that Joel was different, and they treated him just like a normal brother, you know, and
like that, yep.
And they love him. They love him very much. They're helpful. When he's lacking in certain areas, they're ready to step in and help. And it's so lovely to see that. You know?
Yes.
And I just we always tell them that they should. Even when they get older, when they become adults, they should always care for their brother and always try to teach him and show and help him go in the right direction.
And I have no doubt, Barry, that that's going to happen, because you and your wife has laid the foundation for them to follow, and they are going to be following suit on that.
Because
what they say, the children live what they learn. I am now in the chat room. I want to thank guest 6613. I'm not in my regular chat room. I'm in the supplementary one, so I will be going back and forth from the TV studio to the chat room. So bear with me. I don't know if Scott wants to add anything to what you have said, Barry.
Yes, she would like to have a word as well.
Okay. I'm not kicking you off, Barry. You can talk more when you want. Hello, Miss Scott.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. I'm so excited. I don't take this lightly, girl, because I know you don't be sharing Barry on his day off with nobody.
It was his birthday yesterday.
Huh?
It was his birthday yesterday.
Oh, my heaven. Happy birthday to you, Barry. How come there was no party this year?
The other party was a party of all the parties, you know?
Okay.
For the next 3-4 years.
I
think we really parted it down that time, so... So I think the next one will be next year.
Okay, all right.
And that will be good for the next 7 years. We'll make it a real party.
All right, wait.
Just like the last one.
Happy birthday, my friend. I forgot about your birthday.
Yeah, Miss Daphne, I heard you were speaking with Barry. Go back to Joel as a kid when he was born. When we found out he had autism. It was quite devastating. It's a news that we didn't ready for, but we accept it because he is part of us. But because we have our kids so close, as they grew up while they were younger, we tell them because they didn't quite understood when they were so young. So as they get older, we kind of, you know, let them know about it and they embrace it. But Joel spoke for a few words when he was much younger, when he was like 2, when we found out about it, and it just stopped. And I wasn't that educated about autism because it was something new to us. Mm-hmm. But as I grew and we grew and we read a lot, we start learning about it. But Joel has come a long way, and I think he's going to do so much better when he gets older, because we accept the fact how he is, but we want to make his life a little better by giving him all the therapies that he needs.
Yes, all the services. And I admire you, because you, girl, you know how to get services for your child. You go, you make sure he gets the best. And you don't care where the distance you have to drive him. You're making sure your child gets the best. And I tell you, you could well be the national spokesperson for autism, because Joel, how old is Joel now?
He's 10 now.
He's 10.
Yeah.
And look on the amount of knowledge that you have acquired since then. And you are still seeking and looking. And, I commend you. I commend you on that.
Yeah. You see, Miss Daphne, the thing I say all the time, and when I go to his IEPs, and you have to really advocate and basically fight for everything you want for your child or for your kids. And the thing I say to them, I say, don't give him a check when he's 18. Take that check and use it now so that he can get all the services. So when he turns 18, he don't have to, look for a check. He can go to work and pay his bills. So don't wait for him to be 18 to give him a check, or don't, deprive him from what he needs, and then when he's 18, he can't do it. Then they say, okay, put him in a home. That's not what I want. What I want for him now is for them to give him all the services he needs so that he can be a better person as he grew up.
Exactly. Because he doesn't have to speak to have a productive job, because I tell you, I don't know. I think I had sent you that link with that video on YouTube with the Canadian young woman. And she's living a productive life. She doesn't speak, but her computer speaks for her. And she has an amazing, amazing sense of humor.
But Joel has words. He speaks, but he don't hold a conversation. But I think with the therapy, he will get a lot better. And another thing, as far as society needs to start embracing these kids, because they're not going anywhere. It's too much of them out there.
Exactly. And it's like you go to the mall or you go out in the community and people see people who are different and they become a staring match. People need to educate people. This is the community we live in. It's part of our diversity. Diversity is not only culture and ethnicity. It has to do with things like this. People who are different. Some people are different. They are in wheelchairs. Some people are different with a walker or a cane. Some people are different because they sign. Some people can't sign at all and they don't speak. But what happens? They are part of our society. And we need to love and respect them and make sure it is such a productive society for everybody.
That is so true. I have a friend who is living in South Carolina. Her name is Sean Cooper. And she has a son with cerebral palsy. And he has been in a wheelchair from the day he was born. He had cerebral palsy, and then he ended up in a wheelchair. And I admire her so much, because she never put him in a home. She always keep that child with her. The boy is 22 years old now. And Miss Daphne, that child probably know the world more than you and I do, because she worked for the airline, used to. And that kid has traveled with her every part of the world. He went to Jamaica a couple of times. You know, I met him in Jamaica when they had a family reunion, and they care for that young man like if he's 100% normal child. He's walking and talking, and he's not even doing none of those things. So she really was my inspiration. When I see she can do it for her son, I see I can do it for my child.
That's right. You know, Tat, I'm sure you saw it on my Facebook page a few months ago. A woman in China,
mm-hmm.
her son is has been bedridden all his life.
Mm-hmm.
She's 90-something, looking
mm-hmm.
about her son that was 70-something. I think you saw it on my page.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And every day she has to feed him. Her back is home, but she's still looking after her child.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Still looking after his child, and not because they are different. They are
mm-hmm.
no less than.
Mm-hmm.
They are normal people
mm-hmm.
with special needs, and we just need to understand what those special needs are. How do we embrace them?
That's
and
true.
Help them to have a productive life. And that's
got it.
In the chat room. I don't know what I did because now I can't get back in the chat room. Oh, you all better pray for my wireless here. I don't know what is going on. What is going on? So, what are some valuable lessons that you have learned since you have started dealing with Joel's thoughts?
Well, one of it, you have to be patient.
mm-hmm.
You have to be very patient because there's, like I say, ups and downs. Sometimes, you know, you reach the point that you want to just break, you know, but
mm-hmm.
if you leave with the help of God and, you know, having Barry by my side, the other two, they are great with him. But
mm-hmm.
like I say, he's getting so much better, you know. But
mm-hmm.
I've learned that you don't take life for granted.
Mm-hmm.
Anything can happen. Whether you have a child who is 100% normal or a child
mm-hmm.
who has special needs,
mm-hmm.
you don't take life for granted. You just have to embrace everything. And I know not only when you have a child with special needs, you have setbacks. You have setbacks in so many different ways.
Exactly.
So, you know, we just have to keep praying and love the Lord and you know, guide our family and teach him the best that we know how, you know. So that when he gets into the real world, he can do for himself because we're not going to be around forever. That's my biggest challenge is when I'm not there anymore.
But you see what happened? You are planting the seed so that he can become independent.
Mm-hmm.
And when you are not around anymore, he's
mm-hmm.
able to do all those things that
mm-hmm.
have helped him to learn.
Mm-hmm.
I watch him how he socializes
mm-hmm.
with the children when
mm-hmm.
they were playing in the trampoline.
Mm-hmm.
And he played, and when he didn't want to play anymore, he came out and he sat down and he was admiring them, and then he went back.
Yes.
So
yes.
He knows he can make his choices.
Mm-hmm.
He's a decision maker. So he
yes.
didn't stay in there. When they started jumping and getting all wild and crazy, Joel was out of that thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he came and he sat on that chair and watching them.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yes. He's a very loving child, though. That's the thing I have with him when I go out in public. He tends to go and embrace anyone. And everybody, they don't accept that embracement. You know, they kind of, like, push themselves away. Like, if something is wrong, you know, and I'm like, he's a child just like your child, you know. He's a loving child. Maybe that is what you need, somebody who can give you some great love, you know. So, Joel is the type of child who is very loving. He's very friendly. He always gets a character award in school because he's such a great boy, you know. And like I say, he has his sibling, like Olivia and Jude, who always embrace him. And I believe that is why my other two kids are so humble also, because they realize that there are kids in the world like Joel, and they can't be cruel. They have to love and embrace them, you know.
And they have good parents, you know.
Yes.
They have good parents who plant a good foundation. I want
yes.
to share. I want to share this poem for you guys. It's called "As You Reach Out for Your Dreams, Remember That You Are Loved."
Mhm. Mhm.
When the road seems too long, when darkness sets in, when everything turns out wrong, and you can't find a friend, remember, you are loved.
Mm-hmm.
When smiles are hard to come by and you're feeling down, when you spread your wings to fly and try to get off the ground, remember, you are loved. When time runs out before you're through and it's over before you begin, when little things get to you and you just can't win, remember, you are loved. When you love someone, when you are loved, ones are far away and you are not on your own. When you don't know what to say and you're afraid of being alone, remember, you are loved. When sadness comes to an end and everything is going right, may you think of your family and friends and keep their love in sight. And thank you for being loved. May you see the love around you in everything you do. And when troubles seem to surround you, may all the love shine through. You are blessed. You are loved.
Mm-hmm.
And that was written by Roger Pinson.
Mm-hmm.
I, you know, I think that was fitting because, as Barry mentioned at the top of the hour when he was speaking, how challenges it used to be at times to even get a babysitter who would babysit for Joel so you guys could go someplace.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even when there's nobody to do all those things, you have to know that you have that unconditional love.
Yes.
But that is always going to make everything all right.
That's true.
Everything all right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The babysitting part is, I have a good friend. She used to help me out, you know, sometimes because she'd deal with Joel in school before when Joel used to go to camp. She used to be Joel's aide, but she has a full-time job that
yes.
she gets home very late at night.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing with having a babysitter for Joel, I need someone who can understand
exactly.
who has challenge, who has needs, not just any person, because you, if they don't understand the type of, if they don't understand the child, then, you know, things can happen. So
that's
somebody
right.
who already know about, you know, kids with needs,
yeah.
you know.
Especially.
But, especially if we want to go out and do things like yesterday to take him out for his, my husband out for his birthday, but I will have to go all the way to Brooklyn to bring my kids to my sister, and my husband didn't feel like driving that far. So we just needed someone at the, you know, in the area that can.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
but I'm still looking and I'm still searching because sometimes you need time for you, you know.
Oh, of course, and you have to have a day, time, you know, whether it's a weekly or monthly stuff. You
mm-hmm.
got. Talk about you too.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's I'm sure it's times like these start when you kind of think, boy, if I was back home in the West Indies.
Yes.
You know, but these are the things that happen because we all move away from our base.
That's true.
And we have to reinvent
uh-huh.
recreate the things that we want. It's not like when we're back in our countries and we have family members who do this and who do that, and we have a neighbor right next door and everything,
uh-huh.
you know?
Uh-huh.
And time like these when we think about those things.
Uh-huh. That is true. I have family here, like sisters, maybe like five sisters, but they're not close.
They're
all in Brooklyn or Long Island or Baltimore, you know. And my niece is living in Virginia, and she will be off for a week in April. So Barry and I decide we're going to take a little trip together, and she's going to watch the kids for us.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful,
yeah.
beautiful. Don't mm-hmm. forget that when you and Barry go on the trip, you all need a chaperone. You all not have the age to go by yourself. So you all need chaperone. That chaperone is me.
I'm scared of the fly on the wall.
I feel so badly for the people in the chat room because I just cannot get back there. I just cannot. I'm doing my best to get there, guys. So just bear with me. If you are just joining me, our conversation tonight is how are you coping or how to cope with setbacks or disappointments. It could be in your love life, in your professional life, in your family life, anything. The phone lines are open for you, my listeners, tonight. And I tell you, I'm so happy because my first caller was a male. So a lot of times we don't get the men calling in. So I was happy for that. Other than Joel's special needs. Have you ever experienced any setbacks or disappointment in your life?
Well, I sure I did growing up, but maybe I can't remember right now. But
So far,
God has blessed us with so much. You know, a lot of people, mm-hmm. they don't have as much as we have. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, so far, you know, things are going pretty well.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Right. And I just want to let you know that I was told that Mora Music played in Pennsylvania.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Mora Music. One Night in Paris, it played in Pennsylvania.
Nice. When?
That happened last week.
Wonderful.
Yeah, so hopefully that will be a great year for him this year, I hope.
Oh, yeah. Is he excited about that? Did you tell him?
Yeah, well, he told us about it, and actually, he planning to go to Europe. He want to go in the summer to London and Paris. He want to go and promote his music.
Just keep doing what he's doing. Just keep doing what he's doing. You
yeah.
know, God rewards us. I know that it is never too late, because
uh-huh.
our timetable is not God's timetable. He just needs to keep working on his craft and perfect his craft.
Yes.
And God is going to put him in front of the same people.
That is so true. He's very persistent. He's been doing it for the last 3 years, and he will never give up. So I don't think he'll give up now.
Yes, wonderful, wonderful. I don't know. Does the children want to say anything about their experience with their brother?
Jude, do you want to say anything about Joe? Olivia, I know she's doing homework.
Okay.
Say anything about your brother?
About his experience with
about
his brother.
I'm going to talk about his soul. Still have him in the bed with you at night. They sleep in the same room and they have two separate beds. But
uh-huh.
they don't ever leave each other. They always sleep together. And I just said,
They were together in the uterus.
I said to Jude, I said, the bed is too small. Time enough for you to get back in your bed. And, you know, he told me, he said, we are twins. We are one.
That is so wonderful. It is so wonderful, you know, the way that you all embrace and everything. I tell you.
Yes.
It's a wonderful thing. Wonderful thing.
Yes, I've had experience that one of my friends told me, oh, why don't you put him in a home? And I'm like, what? My sister was going crazy. He's like, are you kidding me?
Why
no way. This boy just keep us going, okay? He's such a small boy.
Can you imagine how devastating that would be for his sibling?
Are you kidding me? No way. It's not going to happen. Not even with my eyes closed, because I'll make sure it's not going to happen.
My God. My God. People, people, people.
Yes. You know?
My God. My God. My God.
Some people don't have patience. And sometimes you have children who are 100% normal, and they give the parents more headache more than the kids who has needs, you know?
That's why
what had happened up in I believe it was in Newton up there, when they talk about, oh, this boy had autism. You know, I was like, what? You know, autism kid is the most loving children. They love you and they embrace you. These kids are harmless, okay?
Everybody is going to speculate and put their two cents in, and nobody have the accurate information. This is why people need to remember it takes a village to raise a child.
That's true.
It takes a village to raise a child. So when you see something that looks like something is wrong, don't just turn your head the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Look and see. Ask yourself the question, how do I fit in here and what can I do to help the situation? For those people in the chat room, please call in if you have a question, because this system is not allowing me to get back in there. I'm still doing it's still like spinning that little thing, and nothing is happening. So please call in if you have something to say. 646-915-8166. Does Mary want to say anything else, Dad? And do you have anything else to say?
Oh, no, I'm done. I believe Barry went to get Joel off to bed.
Okay. Well,
he just came on and told his dad he wanted to go and have a bath and shower. So his dad went up to assist him.
All right. Thank you so much for calling and letting us be a part of your family's intimate experiences.
Yes, and I thank you so much. And I just want to say out there, mom and dad who have children with special needs, just love and embrace them, because they're a part of us.
That's right. That's right. Thank you so much. And you continue doing the good work that you are doing. And I know that you can be a mentor for many parents out there that are going through these things.
Yes. And I just want to also say to anyone who wants to travel, whether it's cruise or vacation anywhere in the world, just go on to ExpediaCruiseShipCenters.com/Olindeberg. I'm a cruise and vacation consultant.
And you know, it's going to send
203-818-3174. I'm so sorry. 203.
I'm going to send you the invoice for that promotion.
Yes.
All right. Thank you so very much.
Okay. You have a great evening. Okay. Thank you.
I will do that.
Okay,
and
thanks.
I want to share something else. This is about you are whole. WHOLE.
Mm-hmm.
For those who feel like there is a HOLE in their soul, what do you do? Where do you begin? How do you find love and joy? You go within, peel back the layers, and see where the pain begins. Study every year, examine every thought, look at what you have endured, experienced, and overcome. Take away the bitterness and make it strength. Take away the anger and give yourself freedom. Look at the layers and appreciate your life. Listen to yourself and breathe. And appreciate the forces that sustain you. There is no HOLE that cannot be filled with God. There is no void that he cannot heal. But you must step forward. You must create another level of your life. You must go beyond your pain and believe, just believe, in angels, in love, in healing, in God. Believe and change your life. Fill yourself with love, and then you will be filled. You will be healed. You will not be in search of things to fulfill you or complete you. Once you look at the layers, you will find that you have been complete the W-H-O-L-E time. I decided to share this because there are many young women out there who are looking for the approval of young men for them to begin to embrace themselves and to love themselves. You cannot find happiness anywhere. You got to create it. If you are loving yourself, then you will find yourself surrounded by loving people. You do not have to be compromising yourself to get attention. So you might be, you just ended a relationship and you feel so bad about it. And in 2 minutes, you're back with somebody else again, and it end up more rotten than that one was. It gives you a greater setback. And, of course, devastating. You're so devastated because you feel like you have lost your self-worth and you have lost your self-value. Know that what I just read just now applies to you. You are whole. You don't need anybody else to make you whole. You don't need anybody else to complete you because God made you whole and He made you complete. Love yourself. Embrace yourself. Find someone to talk to when you are faced with these setbacks and disappointments. If you cannot speak to your parents, find somebody. There is always someone out there who is willing to listen to you. So if that was for you, accept it and embrace it. I don't know, but I know the Spirit normally does not have me say something that is not for someone. So whether you are listening live or you're in the chat room or you're going to be hearing it on the archive, please embrace it and do what is required to be done. Know that each and every day you get up, find a mirror. It doesn't matter whether it's a full-length mirror or it's just a hand mirror. But look in the mirror, and that person that's looking back at you, look directly in those eyes, eyeball to eyeball, and you tell that person how much you love him or her. I love you. Although there are some days when you do something that I did not like your attitude or your behavior, but that certain does not change my love for you. Go out there today and do your best. And when you get up 365 days a year and you tell that person that is looking back at you in the mirror these unconditional loving things, you don't need to go out there to find a woman to give her approval for you, and vice versa. You don't need a man to give his approval for you either, because you have already accepted and embraced who you are. We have 35 minutes remaining. I encourage you to call in. The number to call is 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. And we are speaking about coping with setbacks and disappointments. I know someone who went through a devastating experience a few months ago. He had invested, things like 3 years in a relationship that just ended abruptly. And the thing that the man said to me, why did this have to happen to me? And I said to him, why not you? You need to look at the experience you are learning from that. And I said to him, it is better now than later on in your life. But it does not matter. When these things happen, they still can be devastating to you, especially when you did not see it coming. But I encourage you, grab hold of a pen and paper. Or if you have your tablets or whatever you're using to write, grab a hold of those things and begin to jot down and journal about the experiences. Spend a lot of quiet time with yourself when you're experiencing disappointments and setbacks. Please do not feel compelled that you must be around other people and be in a company of someone else. A lot of times when we are going through disappointments and setbacks, we need to semi-isolate ourselves, sit down, brainstorm with ourselves, jot things down on paper, read them over, look at what it is telling you, what you have right there. I tell you, free flow writing during these times is a great process to utilize. Just grab a paper and just start writing. Don't look at grammar. Don't look at sentence structure. Just keep writing. Say to yourself, I'm going to write for 15, 20, or 30 minutes. Just write. Until your fingers are tired. Just keep writing. I tell you, every time I do that for myself, it is so therapeutic. It empties out all the garbage that is inside my head. It empties it out, and the creative juices begin to flow. And it's like it flushes out my brain, and all of a sudden, I get these amazing creative ideas. Amazing creative ideas is what I get after that. And although we are all unique people, the reason I am able to share this with you is because I am an avid person that journals. And every time, it never seems to amaze me, every time I go back and look over things that I wrote some long time ago, and I look back over it and I realize, oh, 5 years ago, such and such happened in my life. This was what was taking place when this happened. And I can see if there's a pattern or there is a certain situation that triggers certain things to happen. And what I have learned, because I have took the responsibility to document those things, it helps me to be able to move ahead. And I don't keep repeating the same things that is detrimental to me. A lot of times we are repeating things because we are not paying attention to what is causing them. So let me hear from you. I am sure there are more than two listeners out there that has stories to share about coping with disappointments and setbacks. And, you know, there is a saying that every setback, I think, is Willie Jolly. I think is the person who has coined this statement that every great setback is time for a greater comeback. So if you look on it as if it's a lesson learned and you are going through this experience, how are you going to utilize it for your advantage? So you utilize it and you say, well, here, this is what I've learned out of this. And don't be too selfish. Share it with somebody, too, so they can help you to celebrate and triumph over your adversity. So let me hear from you, 646-915-8166. You guys, if you're in the chat room, you are welcome to call in, 646-915-8166. So I am going back to the other. Let me just see if I can get into that other section. I'm telling you, this technology is giving me a run for my money. It is really giving me a run for my money. Every time you experience a setback or a disappointment, please don't be so quick to see it as a negative until you have spent the time to evaluate what went on. Every time that I do that, I learn some lessons. I learned the lesson. And, you know, I am sure all of us have experienced that sometime or another. When you started to go someplace and something happens that you did not leave right away. And later on when you pass that same road, you see the big accident and you speak to somebody and they say, oh, this accident happened such and such a time. And you're looking up and you're saying, thank you, God, that I did not leave that time because I probably would be on this road. And it's the same thing with our adversities and our setbacks. Just embrace them and say, what is this teaching me? Is there a lesson here for me to gather? Sometimes you see the lesson right away, and there are other times when it takes a little while for you to get the lesson. Sometimes it takes you 3 attempts or 2. It depends. Each and every one of us is different. The one thing I'm telling you, don't you ever give up. If you attempt to find the lesson once and you don't get it, keep looking at it again. Put it down and go back to it and look at it and say, I know there is a lesson here for me to learn. Show me where the lesson is. Just show me and let me see what it is that I have to learn from here. It's like the Begg family that call in. They have 3 children. And they were dealt that card where one is different. They didn't pack up. You heard she mentioned that somebody said to put him in a home. And I tell you, if you're not around them a long time, I know that little boy have autism. You would look at him and think he is as normal as the other children because he gets involved and do the only thing. He will come up to you and hug you and everything. He's not speaking. But in all of our lives, we have experiences like those. And I'm so thankful that they have called and shared from their heart. Because a lot of people look at situations like this and they have shame or pride around them. I remember when I was a child in Jamaica. I remember when people used to have epilepsy. They call it fits. And they would like tie the people up with ropes, you know, instead of, you know, getting them to the hospital to get some sedatives or something. There are just certain ways that they used to deal with that. And I'm so glad now that we live in a time where we can make more intelligent choices about how we treat people that are ill or they have different needs. I don't know, Walter, if you're in that chat room, call me and let me know you're hearing me, because I just cannot get into that chat room. I tell you, somebody need to get me a proper studio. So I'll go in and have all the equipment and everything that I need. So from my mouth to God's ears to your bank account, if you can fund me a studio, you need to let me know as soon as possible. So again, the number to call is 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. So let me hear from you. What have you, I too have my disappointments and my setback. I remember when I got married in 1973, every young married person looked forward to start a family. And I was no different. I was looking forward to start a family. And I tell you, I went through a certain period, I'm sure you have heard me share it on here before, where I got pregnant, had a miscarriage, got pregnant, had a miscarriage. So before I gave birth to my son, Javonte, I had 5 miscarriages. And was I disappointed? Yes. I was always so disappointed. And there were times when I asked the question, why? Why me? And my husband at the time, I don't think he had any faith in whether or not we were going to have children. You know, I think every time I got pregnant, he said, oh, well, she's going to lose it anyhow. And he did even say that one of my friend's husbands told me that he said that when I was pregnant with Javonte. And God helped me that I was able to have my child. So you got to just be encouraged. It does not matter what you are going through. Be encouraged. Be encouraged. I am going to do a bit of reading here again. There's no chat room that's opening up. So for you guys that's in the chat room, please call in 646-915-8166. True love. In any minute, you can be more, do more, and give more. But the essence of finding it, of releasing it, is taking time to be you for you. Allow your spirit time to heal and breathe and see the world without the constant turmoil of a new relationships and pain. Allow your spirit to heal and take you to the new level. Open yourself up to loving yourself, and then you will be able to experience that true love is. What true love is. How joy really feels. You will know what it is like to feel God within you. You will only feel your power once you have taken the time to get to know and love yourself. embrace the divine within. Love yourself, no matter what. There is no setback that is so great that you can give up on yourself. No disappointment should be that great that you stop loving yourself. No matter what is going on, love yourself. Love yourself. When no one else cares about you, you love you unconditionally. Know that you are the only person that can allow yourself to be disappointed. You are the only one that can allow yourself to feel let down. Only you. I think it's Eleanor Roosevelt who says, you are the only person that can give someone the okay to make you feel inferior. So don't you give away your power, ladies and gentlemen. Know that you have the power within. Here are a few lessons I want to share with you. Make a promise to yourself today, whichever day you're listening to the show. If you are listening to it today, it's 11 minutes after 8 p.m. on the 27th of January 2013. So if you are listening to it now, I want you to date these lessons. I'm going to go through them slowly in case you're writing them down. Make a promise to yourself today. I promise to stop making excuses for my life. I promise not to settle in any area of my life. I promise to listen to the needs of my spirit and the words of God. I promise to live a life of purpose and fulfillment. I promise to live a life of happiness and love. I promise to stay focused. I promise to be persistent in pursuit of my dreams. I promise to expand my vision and cast away my fears and doubts. I promise to push fear aside. When my spirit says it is time to step out on faith. I think this one, I went a little fast, so let me read this one over again. I promise to push fear aside when my spirit says it's time to step out in faith. I promise to stop crying over the pain and start seeing the lesson and the blessing in that pain. I promise to thank God for every moment. I promise to live my life divinely and allow myself to live abundantly. I promise myself these things because I deserve it and I am entitled to it. Remember this, he who deliberately, fully, before taking a step, will spend his entire life on his legs. So I pray that you got something out of this lesson again. Okay, I will repeat them. I am going to go from the bottom up. So now I'm going to start from the last promise, and then we're going to work our way back to number one. So just check your list. I promise myself these things because I deserve it and I am entitled to it. These are the promises that you're making for yourself. These are the lessons. Next, I promise to live my life divinely and allow myself to live abundantly. I promise to thank God for every moment. I promise to stop crying over the pain and start seeing the lessons and blessings in the pain. I promise to push fear aside when my spirit says it's time to step out in faith. I promise to expand my vision and cast away my fears and doubt. I promise to be persistent in the pursuit of my dreams. I promise to stay focused. I promise to live a life of happiness and love. I promise to live a life of purpose and fulfillment. I promise to listen to the needs of my spirit and the words of God. I promise not to settle in any areas of my life. I promise to stop making excuses for my life. And these are the promises that I ask you to commit to today. If for any reason you did not get them, you can email me at dynamicdaphne1@gmail.com, or you can just send me a message here and I'll type them out and send it back to you in an email. Now, I've shared this with the intention to point out to you that if you have not yet encountered any setbacks or disappointments, brace yourself because there are a few heading your way. All I can say is that I pray that this segment today has helped to prepare you so that when they arrive and they come knocking on your door, you can open that door and let them know, I've been waiting for you. I have a plan in place, and you will not rattle my cage. Come head on, because I am ready. You got to learn to inspect what you expect. You have to learn to call things that are not yet as if they are. You got to create that result that you need for yourself. No disappointments and no setbacks should be strong enough to rob you from that calling and purpose that you were created to be. Nothing. Do not allow any of those negative things to derail you off of that great journey that you're on. Disappointment is going to come. You may not have money to pay your bills. Some days you might not even have food on the table to eat. Can you get a glass of water? You drink it and you spend that day fasting and thanking God for that next meal tomorrow and the day after and the day after. Trust me, guys, I am here to tell you, no matter how dark it appears, there is light at the end of the tunnel. I have experienced so many darkness in my life, still experiencing some. But you know what? The light is so much brighter than the darkness. And light and dark cannot occupy the same space. And I'm glad for that, because my light is shining so bright, and whatever little darkness is trying to raise its ugly head, I tell you, the heat from my light and the rays from that light, it's burning it completely out. So, yes, adversities, disappointments, and setbacks might show up, but hey, I have rehearsed for you, and I am ready. So we still have 9 minutes remaining. If anybody wants to call, it looks like Mrs. Begg is still on the line. I'm going to go back to see if she's there. Are you still there? Okay, no, she went. Tati, you're on still? No, okay. So, I want to thank them for calling in. And, you know, we have 8 minutes remaining. If you are someone and you have something that's burning your heart and you want to call in, please call in and let us hear from you. I want to remind you guys that we have this Wednesday morning, I have Mr. Radish Tadler, who is he's a global small business guru. He travels all over the world. He goes to the Middle East. He goes to India. He goes all over the world to work with small business people and entrepreneurs as well. And he's going to be back here this Wednesday morning. He's going to be on the show again talking about some business building strategies that he has to help us as small business owners and as entrepreneurs. He is going to help us how to position ourselves so that we can start getting top dollars for our skills and expertise. So I want to remind you to tune in this Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. when my guest is going to be Mr. Radish Tadler. He was on 2 weeks ago, and he's coming up back again to go over that which we started 2 weeks ago. So this is this Wednesday coming, the 30th. The other thing, if you're listening and you're in the Litchfield area, we have on the 31st, we have a National Association of Professional Women. We are having our last meeting for January, and then we are going to go full force into starting our regular meetings on the fourth Tuesday in February. Also, if you're listening, I want you to save the date for the national conference taking place in New York on the 26th of April. One day, the one-day national conference for the National Association of Professional Women. And I have a special offer out there. It's on LinkedIn, it's on Facebook, it's all over the place where I'm giving away free coaching sessions just for people to experience the type of work that I do. But I must tell you, they are on a first-come, first-served basis. So fill out the questionnaire, get it back to me. There is no guarantee that you will get a slot. As I said, it's first come, first serve basis. However, if I have accepted all the people that came in early enough for the free session, I'll do my best to help you to still experience what it is I do. So don't sit around and wait for the last minute. I want you to do that and send it back in to me right away so that I can help you to understand more. It is entitled, Do You Have Something You Want to Change in 2013? And there are some questions there, both personal and for business or for your career. So grab a hold of it. It's on Facebook. It's on LinkedIn. It's all over. Every place, if you just Google me, you're going to see it there. So grab the opportunity. We are just in January now, so we have 11 more months. We still have a lot of time to make a phenomenal dent into what it is that we are looking to do. So again, I see you Wednesday. I apologize to the people in the chat room that I was not able to be in that chat room with you tonight. I pray that I get it resolved for Wednesday. And I really don't know what's going on with this technology, but I'm so thankful that I was able to have the telephone service to do that, because I was having problems getting on the switchboard in there, and I went on my cell phone. So for that, I am so, so, so very thankful. And remember, I am looking for your donation. So go to GoFundMe and look for the Carmen Moravian School Breakfast Feeding Program and Cafeteria Building. That's what we are working on. The nonprofit is called the Empowering People Foundation. And we want, if it's a dollar you have, go find four more people with a dollar and donate your dollar. Your dollar can help to feed a child that needs to have a nutritional breakfast. So I'll see you on Wednesday right here. I'm saving you a seat. Thanks again to the banks for calling in and for sharing about their lovely son, Joel. Have a blessed week, guys, and I will see you on Wednesday.
What's the plight that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart? And the plan you have for me.
grab it in your spirit and say this. Thank you for showing me and directing me. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I dare you to declare it. Tell the Lord, thank you for showing me. Hallelujah. And directing me. Speak to it. My destiny. Come on, you declare it to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I speak purpose tonight. Hallelujah. You will open that business and direct it. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I know what I'm here for. Tell the Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. For every trial that came with this lady. Hallelujah. For every struggle that came with this lady. I'm mighty grateful. I said I'm mighty grateful. You feel it in your spirit. See the breaking of day. It's destiny. Then I know what I know, what I know, what I'm here for. Yeah. Oh, for showing me to the Lord tonight and directing me. Hallelujah. To my destiny. A strong God. You may not be able to touch it right now. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Hallelujah. Can you see it? Can you feel it? Everybody, you're going into a new dimension tonight. You'll never ever see it again the same way. You'll never ever touch it again the same way. You've been called with a great call. It's a monumental call. You've been called to change nations and generations. Come on and praise your God.